KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Jackie Ryle, in for Chris Fiorentino. Thanks for joining us this morning to listen to this program that features the service efforts here at Fresno State. This is about student, faculty, staff, and community partners who make Fresno State one of the leading universities in the nation on learning through service. I'm so happy to welcome this morning our guests, Tanya Sanchez, who's president of the Students Organizing for Success, and Samantha Bautista with Circle K International. Thanks to both of you for coming in this morning. Tanya, could you talk a little bit about being here at Fresno State and being a part of Students Organizing for Success?
So again, my name is Tanya Sanchez. I'm currently in my fourth year. I'm a psychology major. So being part of EOP is what really influenced the club, Students Organizing for Success. It was made by students from EOP, which is the Educational Opportunity Program here at Fresno State. The Educational Opportunity Program is part of many colleges around the Valley. Our club's mission is to help students become successful through resources, community service, and social interactions. In the past, we've volunteered for Vintage Days, Kids Day. This year, we decided to participate in the three-day Emerging Leaders Retreat. Doing these type of service events really inspire students to be more involved on campus, developing new skills, building connections, whether they're lifelong, professional relationships, or just social interactions, really making them feel like a leader. And because they are all leaders, they need to really realize the type of leader that they are.
Thank you. That's good. Great. So let me just check in. Also, we've got with us Samantha Bautista, who's with Circle K International. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about Circle K, would you, Samantha?
Yes, of course. My name is Samantha Bautista, and it is my honor to be Circle K International's club president for the 2019-2020 term. Circle K International is one of the largest collegiate service organizations in the world that focuses on community service, leadership, and fellowship. It gives students the opportunity to enhance their personal and professional development skills, make lifelong friendships, and give back to the community.
So what might be some of the things that Circle K has been involved with over time, recently and historically?
So since the summer, we remained active, and we organized events such as the Santa Barbara Beach Cleanup, Camp Kiola Kids Camp Cleanup, Camp Alowin's Fundraiser, Central Valley Community Food Bank, the Community Garden Cleanup, and assisting with the Garfield Elementary School in Oakland, California, where we helped with preparations, and we do other events like that.
All right. So, Tanya, you mentioned a couple of the projects that you've been involved with. Talk a little more about those projects that your organization is involved with.
Yes. Previously, when we had done the Vintage Days service events, I wasn't serving as the president, but I do recognize this event as really important for our club and as and also important for other clubs here on campus, especially the whole event, Vintage Days, is very well known throughout the Valley. A lot of people look forward to this event. The club was actually able to raise enough funds to get club shirts. So we are hoping to do that again this year for us to raise more money for our shirts again.
That's really good. So Vintage Days is part of what you're involved with. How do you determine what you're involved with, or are there just things that you automatically do, projects and organizations?
On the Fresno State calendar, we do take a look at what is happening around campus. We want to give back to our community, give back to Fresno State. We want to encourage our members to feel more of a sense of belonging on Fresno State's campus, so that is why we try and reach out to Fresno State organizations such as Circle K International, the Richter Center especially. They're the central hub for Fresno State students to look for any volunteer opportunities, either on campus or off campus. So really looking into Fresno State's community, especially just for our students to benefit through the ability to build those important connections.
Let me ask you, referencing that about the students getting involved, what got you involved? What brought you to do this?
I'm hoping to apply for the master's program in school counseling, so I really want to emphasize the importance of getting involved and building connections and students. So that's what really influenced me to get involved, because it was near my time to graduate. Like I mentioned, I am in my fourth year, so I'm graduating pretty soon, and I'm actually currently working on my application. So definitely being able to put that on my curriculum vitae, showing the skills that I've developed through these community service events, through being involved on campus, building leadership skills, being more confident in speaking, honing my communication skills really is what influenced me.
Good. Thank you. Samantha, I want to ask you the same question. What brought you to be involved in Circle K International and in service in general?
So in high school, I was involved with Key Club, which is Kiwanis Educational Youth. I was club president there at my local high school. And then coming to Fresno State, I found out that there was Circle K International, which is the collegiate level of Key Club and of the Kiwanis family. So that's what kind of encouraged me to be involved with Circle K International. Ever since I was little, my mom kind of inspired me to give back to the community. And I do it not out of wanting to receive anything from it. I do it because it's nice to hear the thank you, the God bless, and just receiving smiles of gratitude.
You know, it's interesting, and I say this to both of you, and I'll ask you to give me a thought about it. But we often go into, we hear this, we go into service efforts, volunteering, because we're thinking that we want to give something. We want to give back to the community. You both said that. The thing that happens is that we find ourselves receiving more than we're giving. Can you speak to that, Samantha? You actually get back more than you actually gave. That been your experience?
Yeah, definitely. That's what I've continued to try to give back to the community and volunteer any way possible, because I do agree with you that you receive more than what you give.
You really do. Tanya, how about from you? Have you had that experience as well?
Yes, I definitely agree with Samantha and yourself as well. I've received the thank yous as well, and it really makes me feel so appreciative of the people around me. And I feel like I have a meaning to live, really. Like, I would always volunteer at the animal shelters in high school. I have over 400 hours accumulated. Throughout my 4 years, I've worked at the Central California SPCA as a volunteer. So hearing the thank yous from the people around me, the shelters, the kennel staff would always show their gratitude towards me and volunteers by giving us little treats in Christmas. So just getting back from the community in that sense, just from a little card or a little cookie, is something really meant a lot to me. And more importantly, you know, the Central California SPCA is always filled with a lot of animals. So being able to help the animals themselves and helping the customers that walk through the door, recommending the pets, helping them choose what's going to be their next mascot and having them send me pictures because I've told them, you know, I'm attached to this dog. Can you please send me a picture? Just getting those type of responses back really means a lot to me.
It does, doesn't it? I mean, you really become involved with folks. The relationships happen. So what are the kinds of things, I'll ask you first, Tanya, and then I'll ask you, Samantha, what do you hear from others that come in, maybe new to your effort or new to your organization? What do you hear from them? The others that are like are part of Students Organizing for Success. What do you hear from them?
Students Organizing for Success, not all of them are EOP students. I think I should have mentioned that from the start. Being an EOP is really important to students, but they do not have to be part of EOP in order to be in the club. So it's just a community for them to build social interactions, build professional interactions, be able to put something on their resume. So that way, when they graduate from Fresno State, they can look back at the mark that they left.
So let me ask Samantha, what do you hear? What kind of things do you hear from other folks that come into your program?
Over the semester, we've incorporated tabletop service projects, and I'm relating this to actually an experience from one of my members. It was his very first time participating in a tabletop service project. We were making DIY dog toys, and he never had that experience before of actually hands-on like volunteer work. So that kind of inspired him, and he's continued to be an active member in Circle K International. So I think that inspires me as well to continue, because we feel like we're making the difference.
Yeah. So how do you go about recruiting for new members to be part of your organizations?
So we actually table with EOP during the La Bienvenida. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's a massive event that happens in the beginning of the school year. It's a really good opportunity for clubs to go out there and table along with other organizations on campus. So having that opportunity to be able to table with EOP out there in events such as La Bienvenida has attracted a lot of students to the table. They want to know what SOS is. You know, by the SOS, it kind of stands for Save Our Souls. You know, they have a different idea of what SOS is. So that right off the bat, our acronym really brings the attention over. So once they realize what SOS really is, it's Students Organizing for Success, they become intrigued in knowing how they can be successful. When they realize that, you know, we're a fun club, we have socials, we have community service events, we have a lot of opportunities ready for them to feel like they belong to Fresno State. We attract a lot of first-time freshmen, so we make it a point to make our meetings informative as well. So we have some presentations that
We may invite guest speakers out from the health center, for example, or the student cupboard. So right off the bat, they connect. Another thing we do to recruit students is, since most of them are first-year students, they're actually part of the Educational Opportunity Program. So John Lohr, who's the Assistant Director of the Educational Opportunity Program here for Fresno State, typically does send out our flyers for our meetings, and we usually get a really nice show of people to show up on our first meeting, and that's when they really get the introduction of what SOS is. They really want to start getting involved right off the bat, right from the very start of their first year. So that's how we're able to build that connection with our freshmen. And most of our members are really returning members, so they do continue on throughout the years.
Thank you. So, Samantha, what about for Circle K? How do you attract and recruit new members?
So we actually have a booth on campus. It's a really big old blue booth, but I think that's what attracts people to the booth to kind of learn more about it. Whenever we're recruiting students into our club, we kind of explain like it's a community service club, because that's really what we focus on. And we have weekly Wednesday meetings that they're able to attend, that we do tabletop service projects in, or we have service Saturdays where we try to find ways that we can give back to the community. If not every Saturday, every other Saturday. So there's always volunteer opportunities that they are more than welcome to participate in.
And isn't it true that sometimes you collaborate?
Yeah. So one event that Circle K International and Students Organizing for Success decided to collaborate at the Bulldog Pantry, which is just across the street from campus. We help package, prepare, and distribute boxes to the community for those in need or those that need an extra assistance with food. They also had clothing there. My experience, I had to help anybody that wasn't able to take their boxes to their car or to wherever they were walking to. So I helped like elderly people or those that couldn't hold the boxes out to their car. And one experience that I had from that was I helped an elderly lady that I can see she was struggling with her boxes. So I took him out to her car, which is just parked right across the street. And she thanked me so much. She gave me a hug and she told me, God bless. And that's really what makes me continue is just receiving those efforts and gratitude.
Tanya, how about your experience in that collaboration?
So it's very similar to Sam. Sam and I were both working together very closely at the Bulldog Pantry. And one of our other tasks involved us going outside, handing out clipboards with a piece of paper for them to update their information for the Bulldog Pantry. So there was a couple of people who were attending. They didn't know how to speak English, so they would only speak Spanish. So that's when I was able to communicate with them in Spanish. So they are able to feel like, wow, there is someone here that I can communicate with, because they were struggling and trying to speak English. Just helping them understand that we're here for them. And, you know, there are people out there that want to help them, regardless of the language barrier.
What I'm appreciating about both of you talking here is you represent organizations, and organizations do things. And it's, you know, there's the charter and that we were formed to do, to help. But you do so much more, that this extends to whatever anybody might need, having some assistance to a car or being helped to carry things. And do you think that's one of the things that happens for you as an individual when you get involved with an organization like this, that it takes you to a sort of a different level or a different understanding of what community service is about? Would you say that? Is that something that's happened for you as an individual?
Yes, definitely.
And Samantha, from your standpoint also, taking it just a sort of a broader understanding of what community service is and what happens with it. For you, have you had that experience of realizing that community service is so much more than just, say, a club is formed and these are the things we say we'll do? We do them, but it goes deeper than that and broader than that when you have relationships with people like strangers that you haven't known before.
Yeah, like what Tanya said, it really gives us a sense of belonging to Fresno State, and we get to connect with the students here on campus and kind of motivate them and inspire them to want to be a part of these organizations that want to give back to the community. So, yeah.
So do you both see yourselves continuing with this kind of service beyond the time that you graduate?
Yeah, like I mentioned before, Circle K International is a branch of the Kiwanis family. So I've started since I was in high school. I'm continuing through my college years here, and I definitely see myself continuing into the Kiwanis, which is the adult level.
Yes, good. And Tanya, how about for you? You see yourself beyond graduation being involved with this kind of effort?
So definitely, since I am applying to the school counseling program here for Fresno State, I definitely see myself continuing on with Students Organizing for Success and the Educational Opportunity Program. They really benefited me in the sense that I was able to build connections and be able to showcase my skills of leadership. So definitely, because they benefited me in such a way that impacted my own life and really encouraged me to apply for the school counseling program, I definitely want to give back to them. So I would like to help them continue on with the club, getting them involved in different community service events, and maybe even still continuing on to be the president of SOS.
So really what you're saying is that your contributions really make a difference at Fresno State. They go well beyond that into the community as well, and that you would like to continue to do that. If you would talk a little more about the organizations, your organizations of Students for Success, talk a little bit about your organization, would you?
So our club's mission is to help students become successful through resources, community service, and social interactions. Most of our members are coming from the Educational Opportunity Program. However, they don't have to be a part of the program in order to be a member. They can still benefit through the resources, community service, and social interactions. There is one member currently that was so surprised to have walked into our meeting room out of coincidence. They mistook the room for a different club, but they still decided to stick because they thought we were super interesting and were intrigued about our mission. And it was really something that they were looking for.
As a club, do you have like activities that you do in addition to the things that you've been describing? Do you have activities as a club, as a member of the club?
We really make it a point to have a lot of fun socials. We share the similarity that we're all college students. We're all going through tough times. We're all really stressed out. So having these fun socials really takes them away from the stress, distracts them, de-stresses them, makes them realize that they're not alone, that they're not the only college student that may be feeling stress. So we think that it's really important for us to continue on with these type of events. Of course, we do have the community service events, but we think that socials once in a while really help build that connection among the members and the officers, because just because we're officers, that does not mean that we're above them. We're just as equal as they are, and we're all members, and we're all in this together.
Oh, great. Additional learning opportunities as a part of that process. Thank you. So, Samantha, how about Circle K International? Talk about that as an organization and the things that you do there.
Circle K International focuses not only on service, but also leadership and fellowship. So for leadership, we have two different boards. We have an executive board and appointed board. And we also have committee chairs and things that members are able to take on leadership positions and also build on their professional development skills in that sense. As for fellowship, like Tanya mentioned, having socials for our members is really important to kind of make those connections with other members in the club and build that close community within the club. So we also do social events as well, like holiday social events. We had a Halloween party, we had a Friendsgiving, and we're hoping to have an end of the year banquet with UC Merced.
Good, yes. So we've been talking sort of about the clubs in the context of community service and the huge effort with the 1.5 million hours of community service and volunteerism through Fresno State as leading university in the nation. What do I ask you, what are some of your favorite service events that you've participated in?
My favorite summer event that we participated in was the Project Hope, I believe it was called, where we assist Garfield Elementary. Garfield Elementary was one of the largest elementary schools in Oakland, California. And they housed, I believe they said, 18 different languages. So it was really cool and interesting to learn more about their elementary school and just helping them prepare for the school year. And it was also fun just to travel down to Oakland and look for ways that we're able to help people even outside of our community. We've also helped with the East Fresno Kiwanis Back to School Shopping, which is an annual event. So they collected funds and donations, and they were able to provide kids in need in elementary school whatever they would need, whether it be clothing, shoes, or anything that they would need for school. We helped them go on a little shopping spree, and we went through Kohl's and helped them get all their necessities. So that was also fun to be paired with a little student and be able to help her and see what she needs.
Great. What about for you, Tanya? Have you a favorite project event?
My favorite has to be the Bulldog Pantry event that we did with Circle K International. It really put us out there with our community. It really represents a lot of our population here at the Satchel Valley. We were working with underprivileged individuals who were coming to get food because they need it. Some students may take it for granted that we have, you know, a roof over our head. We're able to purchase our own meals. Even though they make jokes about college students just living off of cup noodles, there's actually people who are actually living off of them. So really making us realize how our community really is and getting to know the individuals that are in need really was an eye-opener for me, and I'm pretty sure it was an eye-opener for my members as well, because it's not every day that we interact with individuals like that, because we're surrounded by other people that are college students or other people that may be in a professional level because we're helping with their organization.
I'd like to ask you both this. You've come to university and you take classes and you learn and go through all of what that means. And then you, in addition to that, because you have to take classes in order to go through and get your degree, you've both chosen to go beyond that, to go into areas of service. And I'd like to ask you to talk a little bit about the impact on you yourself. What has it meant to you to do that?
It really makes me feel like I have a reason to be here. When I graduated from high school, I was a little upset that I wasn't able to leave Fresno, but really being able to volunteer in places such as the Bulldog Pantry, it's really made me grateful for the fact that I wasn't able to leave, that I actually stayed here. I was able to see the benefits. I was able to continue on with Fresno State. I was able to build connections in EOP. I was able to make lifelong friends such as Sam. And it's really been a blessing in disguise for the reason that I was able to stay here in Fresno.
Samantha, how about for you? Impact on you personally?
I agree with Tanya. It's really nice to be able to be a part of an organization that does so much more and also being able to make lifelong friends through it. I'm a really busy student. I also work here on campus. I'm involved in other student involvement organizations, but being able to take time off and being able to find time over the weekend on Saturday or Sunday and looking for ways that I'm able to make a bigger impact in the community has really made an impact on myself. I didn't realize that as I was going on trying to help others and change lives and other people, they were actually helping me and changing my life and helping me shape to be the best person that I can be.
So if you were going to invite somebody to come and be a part of Circle K International, what would you say? How would you phrase that to someone that was thinking about it or wanted to do something? How would you invite them?
I would start off by saying we are not the gas station. Circle K International is a worldwide organization that focuses on volunteering within the community, and we do so many fun volunteer events. And if they're looking for ways to make new friends on campus, I think it's a perfect opportunity for them to be a part of CKI and finding ways they can build on themselves.
So Tanya, if you were going to invite somebody to be a part of Student Organized for Success, what would you say?
I would tell them to don't be afraid, especially because we are more known with freshmen. Don't be afraid. It's your first year here at Fresno State. You are not alone. We have people here to help you. We have so many resources here on Fresno State's campus that we want you to be aware of. I personally wasn't aware of the health center until my third year, and I didn't know it was free. So really getting to know these first-time students, telling them about all of these resources that they're able to take advantage of. And if you want to know more, if you want to build connections, if you want to volunteer, then we're the club for you.
Are there fees to belong to your clubs?
For Students Organized for Success, there are no fees. We just ask that you come happy, you know, mentally prepared to build new friends, break out of your shell, because we're definitely not a shy group. We really love to have new people show up to our club meetings. We treat them as if they're family, because more than nothing, really, we're family. At the end of the year, we feel like we've connected so much that we can call each other family.
All right, good. So, and it's all about Circle K.
So since Circle K International is worldwide, we do have to pay district and international fees. So as a club, we have to fundraise and find ways that we're able to subsidize the membership fee. I know that there are other clubs and organizations on campus that do ask for membership fees. So we've tried to subsidize it because we do understand that not all students have certain privileges. So our annual fee for this 2019-2020 term was $20 to $25, depending on when they registered. And we don't keep any of that money. All the money goes towards service projects and paying off the international and district fees.
So there are some uniquenesses, there's some similarities, but the bottom line is that you're here to serve students and community as well. And that student opportunity is in learning, is in leadership, and is in sort of understanding a different way of being a part of the world. Is that fair to say that Circle K encompasses that?
Yes, it does encompass that. And I believe it's very heartwarming.
And the Students Organized for Success, same thing, yes?
Yes, indeed.
Well, I have to say thank you so much to both of you. Tanya Sanchez is president of Student Organized for Success, and Samantha Batista with Circle K International. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the work that you do out there. And thanks again, those of you who tune in and listen to us. Please join us again next Sunday morning at 11 for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. Like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Good morning.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.